Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Wakes me up. Gets me in a good mood.
Every morning.
Oh, yeah.
K-92-3.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, yeah.
Happy Friday.
Yeah, it's Thursday.
I like that shirt you're wearing today, Slater.
Yeah, it's very summery, right?
Yeah,
very
summery. First day
of
summer.
Oh, man. So, even though it's felt like summer for the past 2 months.
I know. Like in Florida, do we really consider it like these official days?
Well, this just means that we're going to get burnt even quicker
these days.
Face melting.
Hey, man. But welcome to your first day of summer. It is Obie, Ashley, and Slater in here to provide you with an amazing morning. And that means everything from getting some great country music to getting some great hookups.
Heck yeah.
So why don't we schedule those right now? Because we know you got stuff to do, like brush your teeth and whatnot. So why don't we schedule some of those things? At 7:10, that's going to be right around the river bend right there.
That's the Coke Zero Sugar 400, which is happening July 7th out in Daytona. Always a big, big race. And you're going to pair tickets in the O-Town Showdown.
Yeah, it is sweet. By the way,
that's why they call it.
Oh, so
they added sugar. Yeah, yeah, so
good. I think it's zero sugar.
Yeah.
Oh.
Should have read this. It's like
black coffee. Okay, and then, of course, coming up a little bit later, K92.3's Sold Out Summer, where with today being the first day of summer, it's so appropriate to just keep on hooking you up like we have five times a day.
And you know, if the Sold Out Summer, that's all the shows. Like, you're like, okay, what shows are sold out? Well, think about Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Miranda Lambert, Brett Eldridge coming in October. Pretty much every show that you could think of in country coming through Florida, we've got your tickets for. And that's five times a day.
All right, hate for the information overload, but we've even got Ashley's All Access. That's in 10 minutes.
Ooh, yes. Well, we just saw Jason Aldean and his wife in the Bahamas over the last weekend, but he had a surprise for her this week. I'll tell you what it is.
Obie and Ashley in the morning
on K-92. From backstage to the front page, it's Ashley's All Access.
Good morning. So as you know, last weekend we were in the Bahamas at a Sandals resort with a trip that we had given away as well right here in Central Florida. And that was with Jason Aldean. But this week he surprised his wife Brittany for her 31st birthday. She had no idea. And she said, thanks to these amazing friends for making my 31st special and to my hubs for setting it all up. Awesome surprise. And, of course, Jason, they're, like, so lovey-dovey to each other, which is cute because he used to be super closed off. But he said, happy birthday to this hot mama. I'm a lucky man to get to spend my life with you.
Aww.
Isn't that what happens? He got divorced the first time, right?
Yeah.
So he's like, I got to do this right.
Probably. But you know what? Speaking of doing it right, remember how CMA Fest week, he kind of had, like, a big grand opening special. A ton of celebrities were there for his bar in Nashville. Well, last night was like the official opening that was open to fans, visitors, and he said he can't believe it's actually happened.
20 years ago, I mean, if you'd have told me I'd have had a bar downtown Nashville, I'd have been like, yeah, right. Just a cool thing, and it's kind of a theme down there now. You got the FGL boys and Blake and Dierks and, you know, now us, and I think it's cool for fans.
You know what? He hit the nail on the head when he said it's cool for fans.
And that's what we've been saying.
Yeah. Well, and what's great is that, again, if you're looking for a summer trip in Nashville, any one of these bars, anybody could pop up at any time and just start playing. You got a concert that you weren't even expecting.
True. And get this. So, you know, they're all opening all kinds of businesses. And Brian Kelly and his wife, Brittany. Brian, of course, the Florida Georgia Line. Opening their Tribe Kelly Surf Post. So, you know, they've got their Tribe Kelly in Nashville, which is a clothing store. Their Tribe Kelly Surf Post is in Grayton Beach, which is near the 30A area of the Panhandle, where they live. They've been working on this for months and months and months. So they're going to be selling clothes, more beachy vibe there, which is really cool. I mean, they're just on a roll.
Awesome. Which, by the way, if you could afford their clothing, good for you. But I mean, I can't pay $200 for a ripped t-shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that is opening this Friday. If you're going to be in the area at all this summer, make sure you stop by there. And, of course, get ready. It's K92.3 Sold Out Summer five times a day. We are still hooking you up with the hottest shows coming through Florida. We're talking about Brett Eldridge in October, Miranda Lambert in Tampa, Rascal Flatts, Dan and Shay. All of these big stars we've got your tickets for. 8 a.m. though, that'll be your first time to win this morning.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Lauren. I love listening to K92.3 every morning. That second date update, always on point.
On K92.3.
Now, yesterday, we had the pleasure the privilege, the duty, and responsibility of starting something very cool. Obi and Ashley's Kids Sub Club. On behalf of Subway, Second Harvest Food Bank, we went out yesterday, and it was really great going to the community center over here off of Powers.
Yeah, it's Orlo Vista.
And hanging out with those kids and giving out Subway sandwiches and just a really good time. And so this summer, we've decided to do that for the kids that are dependent on school lunches. A lot of times we don't realize that some of the kids. And you know what? I explained this to my kids yesterday. And my son was like, yeah, you know, I've got a buddy that's the only time that he gets a chance to eat. And sometimes I give him my cookie.
Aww.
I'm like, Zach, you've never told me that. That's great.
So
that's fantastic. But put your kid there in that kid's shoes.
Yeah.
That's the only time they get a free lunch. And right now during summer, they're not at school.
Well, and this isn't the first time we've done something like this. And I think because when you do think about it in the terms of, say you have kids, like Obi was saying, like you don't know. It could be your neighbor. It could be somebody that you think is well off that has it all together, but they may be not really at home, and those kids might not be eating. So this was really, really a cool thing that we're starting. And next week, we're going to explain how you could be a part of it, because this is going to be a big thing we're doing all summer long. But we have to give a quick shout out to the camp counselors who were out there at the Orlo Vista Park. So they're hired by Orange County Parks and Rec, and they're the camp counselors that are... they've got like 10 kids each in their groups. Miss Shea, Carlos, and Kavat were out there yesterday, and you could tell the kids really respect them.
Yeah.
They're good role models, and they get those kids' attention when they need them, when they're, you know, trying to get their attention. They have like a clapping code.
Yeah, so, man, you think about 125 kids out there all running around, and these leaders, to you guys, you camp counselors out there, regardless, some are paid, some are volunteer. Regardless, the heart is what matters. And to you guys this morning, the national anthem from this morning show.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare and the bombs burst bursting in air gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. No, Jose, does that star-spangled banner yet wave.
Ashley in the morning
on K-82-3.
It's time for the O-Town Showdown.
Guys, good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
All right, so where's on the stand? We've got Brett of Tavares.
Present.
And then, of course, our lovely lady. Everybody, give it up for Amy.
Amy.
All right.
Yay. Yeah, representing Orlando. All right, so guys, we got a chance to celebrate you. Why don't you neighbors love on each other real quick?
Good morning. How are you doing?
What's happening over there in Tavares? How's the woods?
Doing good. I love it over here.
Oh, who's going to love going to Daytona for the Coke Zero Sugar 400?
Of course I am.
Me, of course.
Of course. Let's explain the rules for those people joining us for the first time. We have the beautiful Ashley right here.
That's a heck of a smoke.
So she's got three questions for you. Now, the questions, they're not that hard, because it's not who's the smartest. It's who's the quickest, using their sound, having the right answer, and that's how you win this here showdown.
Okay, got it.
Awesome. Brett, Amy, this is going to be the fun part where we get the buzzer sound that you're going to create. You're going to say the sound when you think you're right, okay? So why don't we start with our ladies, Amy of Orlando. What's going to be your buzzer sound today?
It is Spanky.
Nice. Little Rascals?
Kinda, that's a nickname for my boyfriend.
Oh!
What does he call you?
He's a rascal.
We're not going to talk about that.
All right, okay. So, Brett of Tavares, what's going to be your buzzer sound when you think you're right?
Boom.
Boom.
That is correct.
Okay, so, guys, let's get those sounds one more time for people just joining us. Amy of Orlando.
Thank you.
Brett representing Tavares.
Boom.
Let's get it on with the O-Town Showdown.
Question number one. Who founded the first public library? Hint, he's on the $100 bill.
Spanky.
What you got, Amy?
I almost said George Washington. That's not right.
Oh, and you ran out of time. Brett for the steal?
Oh, man, that's a little tough one. Adrian Jackson?
Nope. You got to be all about them Benjamins.
There it is, baby.
Yeah, Benjamin Franklin. Wow. All right. Okay, so let's do a new question number one.
What is the mascot of the Orlando City soccer team?
Spanky.
Amy, what do you have?
Is it a lion?
Yes!
Congratulations, Amy. You got the first point, which means that, Brett, you need at least one to stay in the game.
All right, here we go.
Gotcha.
Question number two. Name one of the artists you could win tickets for with K92.3's Sold Out Summer.
Thank you.
Oh, ooh. That was Amy.
Kid Rock.
Oh! Nice! Amy, two in a row right there, sweetheart. You are the winner of today's O-Town Showdown.
You won, Amy. Coke Zero Sugar 400 tickets.
Awesome.
Man, good deal. Now,
Thank
Brett.
You. I'm going to be so happy.
Yeah. Brett, we're waiting with our arms wide open. Oh. Come on in here for this air hug, brother.
Come on, Brett.
Oh,
he's
man.
Hard.
Goodness. And that is another edition of
The O-Town Showdown.
Ovi and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
That was Morgan Wallen right there. Florida Georgia Line. Great song. And here we are on K92.3.
Morgan Wallen, a brand new artist, you could say, but he's been working a lot with Florida Georgia Line, songwriting a lot, going for his first number one song this week, and on the show with us right now.
Hey, it's great to be talking to y'all. How are y'all doing?
Fantastic. Yeah, last time we hung out with you was in Vegas for the ACMs.
That's right, man. Vegas. That's rough, man.
Still recovering. Big week, though, for you. I mean, kind of crazy. Everybody talks about number one songs and artists and their first number ones, but the fact that you're going up against Blake Shelton, like, what is the vibe like for you?
Yeah, you know, I don't know that that's a phrase I ever thought I'd hear in my life, but there's a little bit of nervousness. The fact that I'm even playing on radio and, you know, that I even get to do this, and now I have a chance for number one. It's still pretty crazy to me. I don't know. I don't even know if it's completely sunk in yet.
Well, wow. It's got to be sinking in, especially when you're on tours like this Saturday with Luke Bryan, Sam Hunt, John Party.
Luke's awesome. I love him. Love his camp. Everybody has been so gracious to us.
Good.
Just getting to see him do his thing in front of that many people every night, trying to learn as much as we can. It's really cool, and just looking forward to the rest of the summer. We'll be out with him until September. But we'll be in Tampa on Saturday.
Yeah.
You'll be hopefully playing your number one song, first one ever.
Nice.
I really hope so. But regardless, thank y'all for even giving me the opportunity. So we'll see.
You got it.
You got it, man. Any message you want to give to Blake real quick before we get off the line? Get out of here, old man.
Well, I'm just going to tell him I got the mullet now.
Oh! He's good.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
I love the topics that they talk about and the music that they play.
K92.3.
Here's the deal.
Yes.
We wear our lives on our sleeves on this show. We're very honest, and Ashley's dating a guy named Matt, who, by the way, Slater and I really, really like.
Yeah, we like him.
I'm so glad.
We bonded with him, so don't mess this up for us.
I really like him, too.
And you guys are having your first fight, and I'm sorry because you are my work wife, and I would love to take your side. However, Slater and I both agree we're on Matt's side.
You're in the wrong. This is just ridiculous. Over getting a doctor's appointment, because I've been like feeling so blah, I don't know, for a couple months. And he's like, you just need to go get your blood work done and make sure nothing's wrong. I was like, it wasn't that long ago that I had blood work done. Maybe like a year and a half, 2 years.
Look at that, man. Not only sexy, but great advice. Okay, mm-hmm. Blood work is always good. You know me, I'm a big advocate for going to get a doctor's checkup just because.
It's supposed to be every other month, I think you're supposed to do that.
Every other month?
I think that's what I heard.
You're
that's
so a little much. Of it. oh, I don't want needles in me like that often.
Okay, so wait a minute. So why aren't you going to the doctor? Like, it is true. For the past 2 months, 3 months, you've been feeling like, you know, ebbs and flows.
Because I call and they're like, oh, we can't get you in for 3 weeks. And then I call again, like, and they're like, oh, we can't get you in for 3 weeks. And I just get really annoyed and I just keep putting it on the back burner.
You gotta go.
You know what's going to be really annoying? When you're dead.
Stop it! Yeah.
Okay?
It's gonna
Make your appointment, all right?
It's going to be the Obie and show.
Oh, my God.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Kristen. I love waking up to Obie and Ashley every morning and listening to that great second date update.
On K-82-3. Two people, one date, zero texts returned.
Obie and Ashley's 8:15 second date update.
Cameron, where are you calling us from?
Oviedo.
So if you don't mind, tell us about why you're calling us.
Yeah, so I went out with a girl named Shannon. We met at the bowling alley. She was, like, bowling right beside my group, and, you know, we're kind of looking at each other and doing a whole thing. We kind of hit it off. I suck at bowling. She was a little bit better than me, but I really suck. I mean, I got an 85.
Oh, man, you are bad.
Hey, you and I could play together.
So, if they could put those little child railings up, I'd probably be even better, but 85.
So what happened? So you, like, asked for a number?
I said, hey, let's, you know, we'll catch a date later on, and we went out, and I thought we had a great time, but, you know, she's not texting me back, she's not calling me back, and, you know.
So you met her at the bowling alley, but you did take her out for an additional date, just the two of you, after that.
We bowled with Thursday Night League. We just went out the following Friday.
Oh, cool. All right. Okay, so again, all we're going to try to do here is we're just going to try to get you guys talking, okay? But let us talk to her first on this call.
Cool.
What was her name again, Cameron? I'm sorry.
Shannon.
Hello?
Yes, would love to speak to Shannon, please.
This is she. Who is this, please?
Shannon, this is Obie. That is Ashley.
Hey, Shannon.
So there are two of us on the line here. We work for K92.3, the big station here in town. We do the morning show.
Wait, who is this?
Obie and Ashley in the morning at K92.3. The country station.
There's two of us on the phone just because we do the show together, but we're calling you not like soliciting anything, but Cameron, a guy you went out with, met at a bowling alley. He reached out to us about you.
Okay.
So all we're trying to do here is just trying to get you guys to go on another date, and we're going to pay for it.
This is a radio station?
Yes.
Yeah, so I hope you don't mind us, because I know that this can seem a little personal, but we're working on behalf of Cameron and on behalf of you to get the both of you guys back together. Unless, of course, he did something wrong.
Yeah, you guys, I don't really feel comfortable with this. This is a little personal.
Totally,
you know?
Totally like, understandable. Now, he already spilled the beans, so all we're trying to do is at least give him a little bit of clarity.
Hey, Shannon, he just wants to know, like, what he did wrong. Just kind of, like, went dark on him.
Yeah, and we're on the trust tree. This is all for good.
I don't know, you guys.
Shannon, what did he do? Really he's got bad breath. He already told us that the both of you guys aren't good in bowling.
Oh, no, I'm awful.
So?
All right. He does this, he does this, like, thing with his hands.
Okay.
He talks with his hands, like sock puppet talking.
I think I see people every day talk with their hands. What do you mean?
Yeah, I talk with my hands.
No, not in that way. Like, all right, you know how if you make a sock and you make it a puppet and you put your arm up in the puppet and you open and close your hand like a mouse and you turn your hand to the right and the left and you go, wah, 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 wah.
Okay, yeah.
Okay.
Like, that's what he did for everything. Like, when he first saw me, he used his hand like the puppet and was like, wow, you look great.
Okay. That's kind of cute, though, right?
Wait, like, so he was acting like he had a puppet on his hand and talking to you?
Correct.
Okay.
But he did that with everything. Everything. Like, we were at the restaurant and, you know, the waiter came by and the hand popped up and the hand puppet, and he said, oh, you all have French onion soup today?
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you guys have, like, an inside joke about this? Are you...
By the way, I love French onion soup.
So good.
Okay, so I want to be fair, because this is not to be malicious or anything, okay? So why don't we bring Cameron in on the conversation, because he's on the phone, and he just heard everything you said.
Hey, Shannon, look, I apologize. I'm a child psychologist. I use sock puppets for the kids. and I find it very difficult to turn it off. I do apologize.
Oh.
Wait, are you serious? Like, you really work with kids?
Yeah.
And what's the deal with the puppets?
Oh, I use it with children. The children respond nicely to the puppets.
Wait, Shannon, did you know this, though? Like, didn't you know what he did for work?
Yeah, I did, but he never brought up puppets, you know?
Yeah, well...
I mean, I didn't know.
If I were to try my hardest with you, could we go back out again?
I mean, I really, you know, I knew what you did for a living, and it was one of the things that I really liked about you, and I mean, I had no idea where that stuff was coming from. Like, it explains so much.
For sure.
Yeah, I use it for kids that are 8 and under, and the kids really respond great to that.
Okay. Yeah, this is a no-brainer.
So, guys, we're sending you guys on a second date. That's on us.
Well, okay, sounds great.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
So what about that second date update there where our guy Cameron was a child psychologist and using... hand puppets, I guess that was a gesture.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, if you're sitting there at dinner, I would be like, what in the heck are you doing? Like, I probably would have said something, but she wasn't that forward with him, and she just was like...
He looks like a crazy person, right? With one hand talking to the other?
Okay, I would have thought that was a joke.
Okay, but let's talk about people, though, who talk with their hands, because that is something that I get a lot of, because I talk very expressively and I use my hands. Like, even right now, as I'm talking to you guys, I've got my hands, like, if I'm holding like a big giant sub sandwich. But what happens is that if somebody sees me from behind, they think I'm arguing with people because my body language.
Yeah, you look like you're so passionately talking and your hands are just constantly going.
Yeah, so I get it all the time where someone comes up to me and they're like, hey, so what happened with that person? I'm like, nothing. We had a great conversation about them, getting an employee of the month.
I was talking about a Subway sub. <Yeah. laughs>
All right. Okay. So let's talk about that. 844-254-9232. Good morning.
Good morning, Obie and Ashley.
Hey.
Hey.
Yeah. James. What's up, brother?
I'm Italian, so I talk with my hands constantly. I mean, it's just that's what we do when you're Italian.
Yeah, it's true that.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Having a chime time about people who talk with their hands. We know Italians do it a lot. Obie does it all the time.
Yeah.
Hey, good morning.
So you're the one who talks with your hands?
No, my mom actually talks with her hands. She's a children's librarian.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the library? What is that?
So good. So give us an example. Paint for us a picture.
Oh, gosh. So me and my sister make fun of her all the time for it. It's hilarious. So we were at the Mall of Millennia the other day, and she was trying to say escalator and couldn't think of the word, and she made some weird language with her hands, and people probably thought she was crazy, but it's just hilarious.
She's no good at charades.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
Hey, this is Muna, and I love waking up to Obie and Ashley's second date update every morning on K92.3.
I don't know if you are like me, where my hands are all over the place when I have a conversation. I feel like it provides such impact when I say things.
You feel like it's helping getting your point across?
Yeah, I do, but other people are not people who talk with their hands, you know? So here, let's ask that. Are you somebody who talks with your hands? Hey.
It's John. Yes, I do.
Okay, you can paint for us a picture of what that looks like.
I basically, you know, when I try to explain something that I do, or whether, you know, what I'm working on, like lawnmowers or cars, I explain on like how I do it, and when I actually talk to somebody, I actually put my hands forward and all that.
Okay.
Nice.
Really helps get the point across.
Yeah. Emphasis.
K92.3.
Oh my gosh. No, I don't. My husband talks with his hands. It's insane, actually. He is from New Jersey.
Forget about it.
He's very Italian. We were actually out to dinner like just a couple weeks ago. I mean, his hands were like going nuts, and he actually ended up hitting the tray out of a waiter that was passing by. Like,
Oh
man, no. That's horrible. What was on the tray?
Oh my gosh, wine.
Oh, no. The worst.
You break, you buy.
Wake up.
Obie and Ashley in the morning.
On K92.3.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.